237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a nice day, beautiful blue sky, hopefully where you are too. Cold though. Gee, this morning I got up early and it was 32 degrees. We were lucky because they had called for temperatures in the middle 20s, but we had some cloud cover and we were saved, but it's still cold for this time of the year. In the past, we've been telling you about a new variety of phlox, and I know a lot of you love tall phlox. It's a great summer flowering perennial, and it blooms for a long, long time. But the main problem with the tall phlox is it gets powdery mildew. And if you live in an area where you get hot, humid, muggy weather, high humidity, they grow real good, and then that heat and that humidity hits, and the foliage turns white, and the plant just falls apart. Well, there's a company from Australia that has developed a new series of tall-growing phlox called Volcano, and they are resistant to powdery mildew, which is a big, big plus. And it's something that will be available this spring at your local nursery. Now, the person for the New England area who raises it, his name is Tim Kane, and it comes from Pride Corner Farms. They're in Connecticut, and he's joining us this morning to give you some more information about this particular plant and why you should consider growing it in your garden. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. A little nippy this morning where you are?
It's cold all over, and, you know, it's typical of this spring. Cold now, and it's supposed to be very warm by the end of the week. So hold on, everyone.
It's going to be a wild ride, isn't it?
That's for sure.
We've talked about the volcano phlox a little earlier in the year. Maybe you could give us a little bit of a reminder. What makes this plant so different than the common tall phlox?
Well, we consider this at Pride's Corner Farm one of our key plants that we sell. We sell thousands of plants, thousands of varieties. And the reason we think it's key is because of its extremely long bloom time. It's the amount of the array of colors in the mix, and the fact that the plants are far easier to take care of than regular garden phlox have been in the past. They're shorter, they're denser, incredibly floriferous, and if you cut them back, you're going to get numerous reblooms throughout the year. It's just a remarkable plant when you put it up against the old-fashioned garden phlox.
So it's like a whole different plant, as you said. I mean, the traditional tall phlox, you've got one spikes came out, they bloomed, and then that was it for the year. And this one will bloom longer and will rebloom once you cut the plant back.
That's absolutely correct. And as you mentioned earlier, its tolerance of the powdery mildew, which is a definite problem, probably the biggest problem with regular garden phlox, is is really noteworthy and a great reason to buy it. But to be quite honest with you, if people have in mind the old-fashioned garden phlox, you know, that 3 to 4 foot tall plant that sits at the back of the garden, and you got to hide its bottoms with different plants. This is one that jumps right to the forefront of the garden. They're really more in that 18 to 30 inch range at the most. So they really stand out in the middle of the garden. They're thick, they're dense, and the flower power on them is just incredible.
Now, what should people do when they bring this plant home? How should they plant it? Where should they put it in their garden? You know, light and sun and shade, so forth.
Well, Paul, they're great plants for what I would consider a half a day of full sun to full sun. And what I mean by a half a day of full sun is that they should get approximately 6 hours at a minimum of direct sun. So if you have a location in part of your house where it's shaded part of the day but then gets direct sun for that 6 hours, you can use it in that area, or it will take a full sun area. Like all phlox, even one like Volcano that has that kind of tolerance of the powdery mildew, you really want to put them in an area that have good airflow. Those kind of dead areas where the breeze doesn't get through and they're kind of always damp are always problematic areas for any phlox, even Volcano phlox. And the big thing about planting them, it's an amazing plant because they're very easy to take care of. It's really just doing the right thing, digging the right size hole, getting it proper water the first year. Again, best way to water is by a soaker hose or underneath the plant so that you don't splash water on the foliage. If you do that well, you're going to be rewarded with years of color.
Now, when you plant them, how far apart, how much room should you give them to spread and grow?
Well, you know, everybody has their opinion on what they want to do in their garden. Some people want their garden to be sort of that unbroken wall of color kind of thing. Some people want to have them just grow and fill out. My recommendation would be to plant the plants anywhere from 18 to 24 inches apart. They'll bulk up and fill up that area and still leave some good airflow between the plants. They do get nice and fat, which is one of the great things about Volcano phlox versus regular garden phlox. They really kind of fill up some space for you as opposed to getting that tall and spindly look. So that kind of 18 to 24 inch range, depending on how close you want them to grow in, is going to be adequate for you planting them.
Now, one of the key points with growing tall phlox is watering. Tell our gardeners what we should do to ensure that we have a good-looking plant and prevent problems.
Well, it's a great question, and I touched on it a little bit. And you know, what people have a tendency to do, and of course I've been guilty of it in the past myself, sometimes you set up a sprinkler in your garden, just top water, and you see that water. And you think you're doing the right thing. And a lot of times you're not, because you leave foliage wet. If you water at the wrong time of the day, going into evening, let's say, you leave that foliage wet during the night. And you waste water also by doing it that way. And those are all bad things in any garden, and certainly bad for phlox. What you really want to do is use a slow, conservative water method. What I mean by conservative is that soaker hose or a slow trickle into the ground that the soaker hoses provide is the best kind of watering. You don't splash the foliage. You can water at any time. And all that water that you're putting out doesn't go into the air and evaporate. It goes directly into the ground where it's needed. You save water, and you save disease problems on the plant.
Now, when is the best time to water In general for your perennials? Is it something that we should do first thing in the morning, middle of the day, or, you know, you did say never do it at night, which is something that I really stress, but When is the best time to water so that the watering that you do is more effective?
I believe that the best time to do this, to do the watering, is in the morning. I think you find at that point that even if you get the foliage wet a little bit, you have an opportunity during the day to dry off the foliage. There's a lot less evaporation that takes place early in the morning, and at that point you go through the day. And once you've watered in the morning, the beating sun during the day will not won't have an opportunity once you've watered to really tax the plant. So morning is always, in my mind, the best time to do your watering.
Now, how about for feeding perennials in general, and for this brand new disease-resistant volcano tall phlox?
Well, feeding is important in the garden. I would tell you that a slow-release fertilizer in the spring will go a long way to making your plants look great throughout the season. It's something that you don't have to do a lot, but that slow-release, even organic type of fertilizer goes a long way to building the soil and building the strength of the plant throughout.
Okay, great. Kim, why don't you hold on a second? I've got a couple more questions for you right after these messages.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Shealy's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Shealy. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Tim Kane. He's from a nursery called Pride's Corner Farms, and he's a wholesale grower. And he grows plants that will eventually end up at your local garden center for you. And this morning we're talking about a plant called the Volcano Tall Phlox. And it's a wonderful summer flowering phlox. Very unique because it's resistant to powdery mildew, reblooms, and a lot of other great and very unique quality. Now, Tim, what colors does this new variety of tall phlox come in?
Well, it comes in a great array of colors, Paul. There's white. There's a purple that has a small white eye. There's a pink that has a white eye with it. There is a red, and there's currently one that's called Ruby too. So you have a great selection of colors, and you can mix them all up in the garden. The great thing about them is they all look great together.
That's great. Now, the weather's been crazy, as we talked about a little earlier. When will the garden centers have these plants available?
Well, that's a great question, Paul, and of course everybody's got the urge right now to be out there in the garden, and I got to tell you that we are shipping hundreds, if not thousands, of these plants out to garden centers right now. Now, obviously, they're not gonna be at bloom at this point, but what we're sending out is a short, full, beefy plant in a 1 or 2 gallon container. It stands about 3 or 4 inches off out of the pot, really a great-looking plant, very healthy-looking. And you should be able to pick these up any time now at local garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Anything else our listeners should know about the Volcano Phlox, Tim?
Well, what I would tell you is that I think what people have a tendency to be disappointed in the garden with plants. They hear about great things, and a lot of times plants don't deliver. And I can tell you that Volcano Phlox is one that I grow personally at home also, and it delivers. There's no two ways about it. It's easy care, great color, and cut it back, it's long bloom, and it's rewarding. That's the best thing I can say about it, rewarding and easy to take care of.
And what is the website where people can go to take a look at the colors and get more information about this wonderful volcano phlox?
You can go to www.tesslaar.com, or you can go to www.pridecorner.com, because we have it on our website also. But there's great information on the Tesslaar website. You're going to see all the colors, get lots of information about how to grow it in the garden. And it's going to get you excited.
Yeah, it really is a good plant. In fact, I did a story about it in my weekly newsletter. So if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and look at the old newsletter, January 26th of this year. And I do have a picture of one of the colors and a lot of information about the plant also. But you've got a lot of places to look at, and this is something that you really should consider. And forget about your grandmother's and your mother's tall phlox. This is something unique, and for all practical purposes, if you have tall phlox now and you like them, pull them out, give them away, replant with this, because this is a very, very unique plant. And it's something that, as Tim says, is available right now at your local garden center. Now, if your garden center does not have it, what should people tell them, Tim?
Well, the best way to get a garden center to bring in plants is to keep asking them for them. The garden centers will call a place like Pride's Corner. We are really the exclusive provider in the Northeast United States for them, and we sell to hundreds of garden centers throughout the Northeast. So a lot of times they need your help in order to get these great plants in. So I would recommend talking to them and saying, "Hey, Pride's Corner has them. I need them."
Okay, Tim, you have a great week. We appreciate all the information, and keep growing those wonderful phlox. We can't wait to see them in bloom. Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruitaflies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit them hard, hit them first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning. Hey, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Gun Club. It's warming up out there. The sun is high in the sky. It's a beautiful day if you live in the New England area. And if we can help you with your garden, 855-660-4261 is the number to call, and we'll help you to have a better garden. Just tall phlox, we talked about just this last segment. This is a good plant, so start thinking about adding it to your perennial collection. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Joyce from Mass with a question about growing in a whiskey barrel.
Hey, Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden
Club.
Good
morning. How are you today?
Good, and you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm already out there. I was already out there early doing my roses as I was talking to you.
Great.
You just get out there and clean them. I was. I wanted to ask, I just purchased a half a whiskey barrel in the cedar,
okay.
And I don't know what to use to prepare it. I don't want it to rot when you water it or anything. And I just want to know, too, is what kind of soil. Do you just put garden soil in? I wanted to do tomato plant, put like one in the middle and maybe a few peppers around. This is
okay.
My first time stabbing at it.
Okay. Now, you said it's a cedar whiskey barrel?
Yes, half a barrel.
Okay. Cedar has natural oils.
Okay.
So cedar will not rot.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, I mean, that's That's one thing less that you have to do. The main thing that you need to do is to make sure that you have some holes in the bottom of your container.
It does have a hole. It has a big round hole.
Okay, like an inch in diameter?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what first step is, put a couple of inches of like packing peanuts or something like broken clay pots or ceramic pots so that you've got drainage, because if you don't and that soil plugs up the drainage holes, then the excess moisture won't be able to escape.
Okay.
The other thing that I always try and do, especially if we do get into a wet spell, is to raise your container off the ground. And what I do with my whiskey barrels is I take three bricks. If you can only find a couple, break them in half, put your bricks underneath your whiskey barrel to get it up off the ground just a little bit. That way, if you overwater or you get a lot of heavy rain, then the excess water can drain and it doesn't get stuck underneath your pot, and it can run free, giving you better drainage, and your plants will do a lot better. Now, next step is to use a good potting soil and something that's designed for containers. The one potting soil that I have had terrific luck is a company called Black Gold. And if you go to their website, blackgold.bz, www.blackgold.bz, and they have all kinds of different potting soils. You don't want to use soil from your garden because it's really heavy for the most part. And what you want in a whiskey barrel is something that will drain, so that if you do get a heavy rain, then you can get rid of that excess moisture. And a good soil like the Black Gold, you can buy one. And I have it in my containers. And it has something called coy. Coy is the husk of the coconut plant. And it's, instead of using peat moss that's getting more and more scarce every single year, they're recycling the hull of the coconut. And it's a fiber. And it acts like a sponge, which means your whiskey barrel will not dry out as fast during the heat of summer. And that's the way to go. Leave about an inch or two of a lip all the way around so that when you water, it doesn't all pour off of it. You want to fertilize on a regular basis. And I normally, when I do my planting, I always put in Osmocote. It's a little pellet, looks like a BB. And I put that in because it will feed the plant for a good 3 to 4 months, depending on which one you get. Time release feeds those plants every time you water, and you get a much better results with it. So a good quality potting soil, container soil, and this Black Gold. Black Gold is a company called Sunshine, and they make potting soils for the wholesale grower. So all of your hanging baskets, all of the 4-inch, 6-inch, 8-inch pots of plants that you buy is all done in this ProMix type product. Well, it's called Sunshine Mix. And for the homeowner, they call it Black Gold. It's a good product, wonderful. You'll have great drainage. And if you need to move your container during the late fall, early winter, to get it out so that the snowplow doesn't hit it or for whatever reason, it's something that you'll be able to maneuver. If you fill it with garden soil, it's going to be so heavy, you'll never be able to move it. So use something like that, and you'll be in great shape. Use the Osmocote, and you'll have a wonderful container. Now, figure something that's going to grow tall in the middle, like your tomato. Put 3 or 4 peppers that will give you something that will grow out. And early on, right now, you can actually plant around the edges of your whiskey barrel lettuce. Too early for tomatoes, too early for peppers, but you can buy lettuce plants that you can plant around the edges, and now you'll have 3 layers, 3 crops all in the same. And right now, if you buy the multicolored lettuce, there's some of the green, of course, but then there's some of the red. And you'll have that red and green border on it. It will look beautiful. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ted from Maine with a question about fertilizer.
Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Excuse my cold and everything. I'm really bad in the tongue. And the tongue is cold, so difficult to talk. But I've been plagued, but I'm going to trim my bushes really carefully. I'm not going to get ready to the point. Carbon, some noise, soil stuff. Writing. This past summer, I did a voluminous amount of work on the stuff I was going to order. Most of it's on hold until next year, for reasons I won't get into. But the foods that I want to get into the ground today, right from Good Friday, and the soil up there is beautiful, soft, black, all and everything. And I got to get back to that stuff. But last summer, a few years ago, I got a lot of fruit trees planted here. And there's one long ridge on the side of the property facing the east. It's all very raised beds, and there's a whole trench out there with really raised beds, which would mean the water would fall off it when you water it, and they wouldn't get down to the roots. And then, furthermore, last summer, I didn't do hardly any watering over there at all. And last summer, by midsummer, late summer, I noticed that several of the fruit trees, all plum, all the same variety, you know, beautiful shape, big thick trunks, and everything sturdy as hell, but a couple of them right next to each other didn't flower out at all. They just, the petals got all gray and brittle, and I said, well, there's no borer stuff in there, and there was no evidence what would cause that. I said, what the hell's going on? But the thing I remembered, I was on several of these trees, the very ones that showed this, they would fall, they weren't, you know, they just died. But now they got big thick things coming from the bottom, or lower the branch, big thick, you know, brand new vegetation and everything, so nothing died in the bottom. And it was a mystery to me. What the hell's caused it? It comes back to me, it gets to the point. I had drenched the stuff with tree and shrub more than once. I said, I'm going to really overdo this and get it really. And I did this in these particular fruit trees with overusing the tree and shrub, which is beautiful stuff. You know, I tend to be overboard and too much. And then I find out in the stuff that I had ordered, it was big long pages of them on the gastro, the one of the trees, sequoia, Don Redwood.
Oh, the John Redwood, yeah.
At the end of these voluminous papers, I wanted to research all the stuff. Some of the stuff I was told to stay away from Maine forestry. You know, like some of this. Anyway, it's all on hold most of it till next year. I do have some stuff I got from there.
The main thing you want to do with your fruit trees is all of your fruit trees are grafted. Otherwise, you'd have a tree that would be 25, 30 feet tall. So when you buy a tree, you're buying either a dwarf, a semi-dwarf, or a standard. So depending on what you bought. And you can tell by looking at the base of the plant. So what they have is called a dwarfing root stock. And if they have a dwarfing root stock, that keeps the plant to become a dwarf. Then they have a semi-dwarf, and a semi-dwarf is grafted on a rootstock that will make the plant smaller. But that tree will get a little bit taller, probably in the neighborhood about 10 to 12 feet. So it depends on what you got. Now, I don't want you to use tree and shrub on your apple tree, because tree and shrub is a systemic, and it's a product that's designed for non-edible. So if you use tree and shrub on your fruit trees, the product will be inside the apple, the pear, the peach, the plum, whatever you bought, and you won't be able to eat it. Now, Bonide and Bayer have products that you can apply that will take care of the insects and the diseases and will not go inside the fruit. It will control the insects, control the disease, but will not get in the apple. So I want you to read the label very carefully when you use any product, because if it says that it is systemic, 9 out of 10 times you cannot use it on edibles. So if you took tree and shrub, for example, tree and shrub, if you use it in a vegetable garden, everything that you use it on, you cannot eat. So give me a call, read the label, and that way you're safe, you're protected, and you don't have to worry about poisoning the whole family. Okay? If we can help you, 855-660-4261.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magic Hal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, long grasses flourish. Magic Hal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of Magic Hal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green Magical, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-step program from Scotts, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scotts has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-step program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to take a call, and then at the top of the hour, we are going to talk about ticks. I've been working in my garden the last week, and the ticks are everywhere. So coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to spend a few minutes and talk about ticks and what you can do to keep them away from your kids, you, and your pets. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gene from Maine with a question about mini roses.
Hey, Gene, good morning. How can we help you today?
I hope you can save my four petite roses. I bought these at Sam's Club just before Easter, the week before Easter, and within a week, one of them started. The leaves were all curling and drying up, and now all four have got the disease. I could not see any bugs. I could not see anything on them. I just looked at them, and I touched one of the live green leaves, and it fell off in my hand. So what's my problem?
Well, part of the problem is they were kept inside a building and not in a greenhouse. But the good thing is the plant is going to be okay. The first thing you need to do is repot them, because these miniature roses are probably not going to be winter hardy where you live. So take them out of that pot, put them into a pot that's going to be 6 to 8 inches in diameter. Use a good quality potting soil like this black gold. And don't miss the foliage. I would get a good general purpose rose fertilizer, Dr. Earth, Espoma, make a great fertilizer. Dr. Earth has probiotics, Espoma has mycorrhiza, and give them a good feed. So repot them to a pot that's at least 2 inches larger. Move them to a sunny location. Fertilize them with a road food. And if the day is nice, put them outside. If it's going to be cold like it was last night, and tonight's going to be really, really cold, they're talking 20s for most of New England, bring them inside, put them in your garage, or just bring them in the house. And then when it warms up, put them back outside. That plant will make all new foliage, and you will be okay. So don't panic. It's just, it was forced into bloom in a greenhouse, put in a cardboard box, shipped by truck, kept in a building without any direct sunlight, and the plant just went into shock. And that's common with the box stores, unless they have a greenhouse. But you'll be okay. So repot them, give them a good drink, feed them, lots of sun, put them outside when the weather's nice, and keep feeding them, and they will continue to bloom all summer long if they get lots of sun, some heat, and a good rate of fertilizer. Now this year, if you're looking for advice, I want you to consider Blue Seal Feed. Now, Blue Seal Feed is a family-run business, and they've been around for 140 years. They got a great website. It's www.blueseal.com, and it will tell you where they are in the New England area. And again, it's family run. And when most people think of Blue Seal Feed, they think, well, they must sell, you know, food for goats and chickens and pigs and that stuff. Well, they do, but they sell dog food and cat food, and they have a full line of fertilizer, grass seed, and all of the products that we talk about on the radio. And because they're family owned, they've all been trained to help you to choose the right product. So it's just like going to your local garden center. It's farm oriented. They take the time to help you. But check out their website, Blue Seal Stores, BlueSeal Stores with an S.com. Great place to go, friendly environment, helpful, and they have everything that you need to help you to become a better gardener.